Welcome to In Women's Words, Interpress Service Africa's weekly roundup of news affecting women on the continent. I'm JD Ramalapa. This week, we find out why fewer female candidates were elected in recent elections in Mauritius, how hopes that gay rights would be recognized in Zimbabwe's new constitution are coming to naught, and we profile a feminist who wants to help women in Malawi speak openly about their sexuality. Dilindi dad. 58 women stood for office in the May 5th elections in Mauritius. The number of women elected declined slightly from the 11 who were successful in 2005 to 10 in 2010. This was despite a call by a feminist NGO, Women in Politics, asking voters to support women candidates. Nassim Akbarali has more.
Pratibha Bola, a female candidate from the Alliance of the Future Party, won a seat in her constituency Piton-Rivière-du-Rempart in northern Mauritius, beating 25 rivals, including three women. Bola, who was standing for office for the first time, says the election process was easy.
God's plan for the woman was for her to excel in every sphere of life. And I am excelling. And I will. No, there is a lot to do. Now the responsibilities is much bigger, much bigger. People are waiting because I knew that people want you to be close. The more you are close, the more you listen to them. When you listen to them, they are happy, what they are expecting. So I think I must keep up to their expectation.
But Bola's success is an exception, not the rule. Paula Atia, spokesperson of Women in Politics, says despite their efforts to train female candidates as well as lobby political leaders to nominate more women, only 9.3% of total candidates were women.
Unfortunately, it is difficult to get profile in women, and gender balance is not their priority. There is also pressure of all sorts of lobbies, ethnic as well, and lots of money in this game. So women are not in. Between the ethnic vote and corruption, the interest of women is always neglected in Mauritius. We have seen it this time also. Yes, we have failed to double the number of women in parliament after 2 years of hard work. But I should say, we have been able to sensitize the population on this issue. We have achieved something that might augur well for the future.
Between 2005 and 2010, only 17% of representatives in parliament were women, with only 2 out of 20 council of ministers being women. This time it has declined to 16.6%, but 3 women have joined the council. Nassim Akbarali in Mauritius for IPS Africa.
Women in conflict situations suffer every possible violence. Not only do they face displacement and loss of family members, as do men, their own bodies are cruelly used as a battleground, with warring parties deliberately targeting women with sexual violence as a means of subduing their enemies. Owina Okech, a Kenyan feminist researcher and activist at the University of Cape Town, says despite the brutal impact conflict has on women, they are not included in the heart of peace negotiations. Mary Itumbi has more.
Owina Okech was recently in Kenya as a trainer at a regional training on equal status and human rights of women in East Africa. She says there have been efforts to include women in peace processes across Africa, but women and women's experiences in conflict remain on the edges of the negotiations. Despite some successes, Okech mentioned Sierra Leone, where women were instrumental in bringing peace and subsequently included in the post-conflict negotiations. But she feels that peace negotiations conducted in Africa generally deny women a voice.
Often they are brought on board late merely to reflect that countries are interested and committed to international principles of gender equality, but often also due to pressure from the international community. So if left up to African states, women would often not be in those spaces in terms of trying to reconstruct their countries in ways that actually ensure gender equality.
She argues that even when where women are included, their input is kept on the margins.
However, what one must note that despite the fact that women have indeed organized during these processes, what has happened is that their organizing has often happened parallel to the main process. And As a result, their issues are hardly ever taken on board in a real way beyond the questions of sexual violence.
Okech says that women's status and role in a society before conflict is often the best guide to the influence they can have on a peace process.
But also what one must remember is that the situations of conflict are merely manifestations of larger societal governance issues gone wrong. And the absence of women prior to the conflict in informing, in charting, in guiding the governance processes in those states therefore has an impact in how it is that they're able to contribute, either during situations of conflict or post-conflict, but most importantly, the fact that they become victimized during the process of conflict.
The road to including women's voices in the national peace-building processes in Africa has begun. The gains made should be reinforced and new ideas welcomed to achieve lasting peace in the continent. For IPS Africa, I'm Mary Etumbe in Kenya.
And in Zimbabwe, homosexual people are disappointed with how the constitution-making process has dealt with the question of protecting lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, queer, and intersex, or LGBTQI rights. Zenzele Ndebele reports.
Belinda Wales, a gay rights activist, said the new constitution-making process has so far been discriminatory. She cited the framing of the gay rights question in the questionnaire as problematic.
Basically, we want sexual rights, but like with the constitution, they're going at it the wrong way. Like, for example, I read some question points, and those were the final draft. It says, should man sleep with man and woman sleep with woman? I personally believe that's the wrong question to ask. All we're asking for is our sexual rights to be included.
Wales says it is not easy being a gay woman in Zimbabwe.
Because you can't really be yourself, you know. To your closest friends, you know, you can be yourself. But like to the community, public, you have to act straight. Well, I'll speak for the challenges of the other lesbians that I know of. Especially if they are straight gay. When I say straight gay, they're not bisexual. They strictly go out with ladies. It's the way they dress. They're not accepted. They are forced into marriages. They are forced to fall pregnant. Job-wise, they can't get jobs because they can't wear skirts, you know.
The consultation process, gathering the nation's views on what rights should be included in the new constitution, will begin by the end of this month, after which a referendum adopting or rejecting a new constitution will be held early next year. For IPS Africa, I'm Zenzele Ndebele.
And finally, Zilani Gondwe is a Malawian feminist and editor of the country's Guardian newspaper, who has made it her mission to help Malawian women speak more openly about their sexuality. She'll be bringing the famed Vagina Monologues, a play about women's sexuality, to Malawi for the first time next month. She told IPS's Deborah Sprouson why she felt this is important.
Malawi is such a private society. Things like sex are not spoken about very openly in forums where they're spoken about openly in the West, for example. But there are places in which women talk about sex very freely amongst other women, which is why we feel if we create a women-friendly zone to do this, women speaking to women, then that is more acceptable than if we have a multi-gender, you know, we have men and women in the audience. I think it's going to be a very emotional journey. For me, watching other women express things about themselves that they probably haven't even admitted to themselves. Because what's important in Malawi is maintaining a facade. And I think in our society particularly, it's important to look like everything's okay when everything's falling apart behind closed doors.
That was Zilani Godwe speaking to Deborah Sprouson, bringing us to the end of our podcast this week. Join us again soon for more news affecting women on the continent. Thank you for listening.